This is the listening paper of the National Examination in English 2007. You will hear three different texts and do tasks on all of them. Turn to task 1. Task 1. You are going to hear a talk at a meeting. You will hear it twice. Before you listen, read the notes below. While you listen, fill in the gaps in the notes. Write no more than three words in each gap. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the notes. Now listen to the recording.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Theatre Society annual general meeting. Today on the agenda, two questions: annual treasures report and proposals for the next year. We begin with some general information. As you all know, our secretary, Mrs. Soames, moved to Canada to live with her children, so our new secretary, who is going to take minutes today, is Miss Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. I am glad that most board members are present today. There are two members missing, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Lloyd, due to a family occasion. Now to the report. The previous fiscal year has been successful to our society, and we have ended it with a total balance of £1,880. The expenses totaled to £2,585, and this sum was spent accordingly. We have purchased new fireproof curtains for the stage. You will all do agree that it was of essential need. It was the biggest investment, more than half of the sum mentioned, £1,213. £400 was spent on the promotion of our new show, mostly posters. Our New Year fancy dress ball was an enormous success, so I think the investment of £500 on costumes was worth it. And last but not least, the rest of the sum was spent on charity theatre tickets that we were sent to our local school. There are also some proposals for the coming year that I would like to make. First, it was of utmost importance to us to participate in National Theatre Festival. It could help us to advertise our new performance. Also, we would start thinking how to attract teenagers to participate in our work. The theatre tickets were sent to schools was a beginning of a process, so if you have any ideas how to do it, you are welcome to share with us. Thank you for your attention.
Listen again and complete your notes.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Theatre Society annual general meeting. Today on the agenda, two questions: annual treasures report and proposals for the next year. We begin with some general information. As you all know, our secretary, Mrs. Soames, moved to Canada to live with her children, so our new secretary, who is going to take minutes today, is Miss Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. I am glad that most board members are present today. There are two members missing, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Lloyd, due to a family occasion. Now to the report. The previous fiscal year has been successful to our society, and we have ended it with a total balance of £1,880. The expenses totaled to £2,585, and the sum was spent accordingly. We have purchased new fireproof curtains for the stage. You will all do agree that it was of essential need. It was the biggest investment, more than half of the sum mentioned, £1,213. £400 was spent on the promotion of our new show, mostly posters. Our New Year fancy dress ball was an enormous success, so I think the investment of £500 on costumes was worth it. And last but not least, the rest of the sum was spent on charity theatre tickets that we were sent to our local school. There are also some proposals for the coming year that I would like to make. First, it was of utmost importance to us to participate in National Theatre Festival. It could help us to advertise our new performance. Also, we would start thinking how to attract teenagers to participate in our work. The theatre tickets were sent to schools was a beginning of a process, so if you have any ideas how to do it, you are welcome to share with us. Thank you for your attention.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. You are going to hear a biography of a well-known person. You will hear it twice. Before you listen, read the notes below. While you listen, fill in the gaps in the notes. Write no more than three words in each gap. An example, zero, has been done for you. You now have 60 seconds to read the notes. Now listen to the recording.
Ambassador Aldona Sofia Wuss was sworn in on August 13, 2004 by Secretary of State Colin Powell as U.S. Ambassador of the United States of America to the Republic of Estonia. She is the fifth U.S. ambassador since Estonia regained its independence. Ambassador Wuss' appointment comes after many years as a physician, community leader, philanthropist, and strong advocate for accessibility to knowledge. Ambassador Wuss was born in Warsaw, Poland, but spent her childhood on Long Island, New York. She earned her medical degree at the Warsaw Medical Academy and completed her internship and residency in internal medicine and a fellowship in pulmonary medicine in New York. Her experiences as a physician include also a private practice. She is a member of the American College of Physicians, the American Women's Medical Association, the American College of Chest Physicians, and the Medical Society of the State of New York. Ambassador Wuss is the daughter of Paul Zenon Wuss, who is a survivor of Flossenbürg concentration camp, former member of the Polish Home Army, and recipient of Righteous Among the Nations Medal from Yad Vashem, among other distinguished awards. As a child of a survivor, Ambassador Wuss is passionate about presenting and preserving full and accurate information about the Polish experience during World War II. On September 11, 2001, Ambassador Wuss sponsored, organized, and coordinated the largest educational program in North Carolina on the Polish experience in World War II. Participants included the most prestigious historians and authors in the United States on Polish history, as well as survivors of concentration and slave labor camps, members of the Home Army, and journalists. In 2002, President George W. Bush appointed Ambassador Wuss to serve on the United States Holocaust Memorial Council. She was reappointed to serve on the council in 2004. Ambassador Wuss has been very active in fundraising for the Republican Party in the United States. The National Glaucoma Foundation presented her with the Singular Sensations Award for Woman of Outstanding Achievement in 1990. She was presented in 2004 with the award of honorary membership to the Junior League of Greensboro. Ambassador Wuss was on boards of numerous philanthropic and community organizations. With her husband, Ambassador Wuss is actively involved in the arts, sponsoring the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival. In addition to English, Ambassador Wuss is a fluent Polish speaker.
Listen again and complete your notes.
Ambassador Aldona Sofia Wuss was sworn in on August 13, 2004 by Secretary of State Colin Powell as U.S. Ambassador of the United States of America to the Republic of Estonia. She is the fifth U.S. Ambassador since Estonia regained its independence. Ambassador Wuss' appointment comes after many years as a physician, community leader, philanthropist, and strong advocate for accessibility to knowledge. Ambassador Wuss was born in Warsaw, Poland, but spent her childhood on Long Island, New York. She earned her medical degree at the Warsaw Medical Academy and completed her internship and residency in internal medicine and a fellowship in pulmonary medicine in New York. Her experiences as a physician include also a private practice. She is a member of the American College of Physicians, the American Women's Medical Association, the American College of Chest Physicians, and the Medical Society of the State of New York. Ambassador Wuss is the daughter of Paul Zenon Wuss, who is a survivor of Flossenbürg concentration camp, former member of the Polish Home Army, and recipient of Righteous Among the Nations Medal from Yad Vashem, among other distinguished awards. As a child of a survivor, Ambassador Wuss is passionate about presenting and preserving full and accurate information about the Polish experience during World War II. On September 11, 2001, Ambassador Wuss sponsored, organized, and coordinated the largest educational program in North Carolina on the Polish experience in World War II. Participants included the most prestigious historians and authors in the United States on Polish history, as well as survivors of concentration and slave labor camps, members of the Home Army, and journalists. In 2002, President George W. Bush appointed Ambassador Wuss to serve on the United States Holocaust Memorial Council. She was reappointed to serve on the council in 2004. Ambassador Wuss has been very active in fundraising for the Republican Party in the United States. The National Glaucoma Foundation presented her with the Singular Sensations Award for Woman of Outstanding Achievement in 1990. She was presented in 2004 with the award of honorary membership to the Junior League of Greensboro. Ambassador Wuss was on boards of numerous philanthropic and community organizations. With her husband, Ambassador Wuss is actively involved in the arts, sponsoring the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival. In addition to English, Ambassador Wuss is a fluent Polish speaker.
This is the end of Task 2. Now turn to Task 3. Task 3. You are going to hear news items on environmental issues. You will hear each of them twice. Before you listen, read the headlines below. While you listen, match the headlines A to J to the news items and write letters A to J in the table given. There is one extra headline. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the headlines. Now listen to the recording. Item 0.
Unless humans act now, seafood may disappear by 2048, concludes the lead author of a new study that paints a grim picture for ocean and human health. According to the study, the loss of ocean biodiversity is accelerating, and 29% of the seafood species humans consume have already crashed. If the long-term trend continues, in 30 years there will be little or no seafood available for sustainable harvest.
Listen again.
Unless humans act now, seafood may disappear by 2048, concludes the lead author of a new study that paints a grim picture for ocean and human health. According to the study, the loss of ocean biodiversity is accelerating, and 29% of the seafood species humans consume have already crashed. If the long-term trend continues, in 30 years there will be little or no seafood available for sustainable harvest.
Item 1.
City life drives birds to change their tunes, recent research shows. A new study says that birds living in major cities sing shorter, faster tunes that are higher pitched than those of their brethren in the forests. City life drives birds to change their tunes, recent research shows. A new study says that birds living in major cities sing shorter, faster tunes that are higher pitched than those of their brethren in the forests.
Item 2.
There is likely to be a significant transition towards biofuels during the next 50 years, with agriculture and forestry among the leading sources for both liquid and solid fuels. Although there is no single solution for all countries, bioenergy, as a low-cost biofuel, has a role to play in climate change adaptation. There is likely to be a significant transition towards biofuels during the next 50 years, with agriculture and forestry among the leading sources for both liquid and solid fuels. Although there is no single solution for all countries, bioenergy as a low-cost biofuel has a role to play in climate change adaptation.
Item 3.
Urban areas, home to more than half the world's poor, are projected to account for nearly all population growth over the next 25 years. Urban forestry initiatives can help offset the environmental, economic, and health risks posed by rapid urbanization and poverty. The economic benefits are numerous. For example, tree cover reduces air temperature, resulting in energy savings for city dwellers. Urban areas, home to more than half the world's poor, are projected to account for nearly all population growth over the next 25 years. Urban forestry initiatives can help offset the environmental, economic, and health risks posed by rapid urbanization and poverty. The economic benefits are numerous. For example, tree cover reduces air temperature, resulting in energy savings for city dwellers.
Item 4.
A host of weird and wonderful discoveries from across the seven seas has been discovered this year, according to a global census of ocean life. Heat-resistant volcanic shrimps, bacteria-farming furry crabs, and giant lobsters are among the finds made by marine scientists probing some of the world's deepest and remotest seas. A host of weird and wonderful discoveries from across the seven seas has been discovered this year, according to a global census of ocean life. Heat-resistant volcanic shrimps, bacteria-farming furry crabs, and giant lobsters are among the finds made by marine scientists probing some of the world's deepest and remotest seas.
Item 5.
Climate change will directly affect future food availability and compound the difficulties of feeding the world's rapidly growing population. Greater attention must be given to the impact of climate change on agriculture, forestry and fisheries, and on mitigation and adaptation measures. Climate change will directly affect future food availability and compound the difficulties of feeding the world's rapidly growing population. Greater attention must be given to the impact of climate change on agriculture, forestry and fisheries, and on mitigation and adaptation measures.
Item 6.
Better control and operation of forests can play a key role in global efforts to deal with climate change. When over-harvested and burned, forests become sources of the greenhouse gas emissions. At the same time, forests and the wood they produce capture and store carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, playing a major role in climate change. Better control and operation of forests can play a key role in global efforts to deal with climate change. When over-harvested and burned, forests become sources of the greenhouse gas emissions. At the same time, forests and the wood they produce capture and store carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, playing a major role in climate change.
Item 7.
A miniature fish, a tree frog with bright green eyes, and a catfish with a sticky belly are among 52 new species discovered within the past year in Borneo, according to a report released today. The Southeast Asian island is shared by Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei. A miniature fish, a tree frog with bright green eyes, and a catfish with a sticky belly are among 52 new species discovered within the past year in Borneo, according to a report released today. The Southeast Asian island is shared by Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei.
Item 8.
Wearing light solar-powered global positioning system, GPS, satellite transmitters, wild swans from Mongolia are winging their way across Eurasia, while land-bound scientists following the swans' journeys on computers say that these unique studies will shed light on how swans may be involved in the spread of avian influenza. Wearing light solar-powered global positioning system, GPS, satellite transmitters, Wild swans from Mongolia are winging their way across Eurasia, while land-bound scientists following the swans' journeys on computers say that these unique studies will shed light on how swans may be involved in the spread of avian influenza.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.